Without looking at him, she reached across the seat and touched his hand, just for a moment.
"I'm sorry for the way I spoke, Zirid. I'm not..."
He shook his head. "No apologies, Aaron. I know you're hurting. I just... don't want you to make it worse for yourself. I know how that can happen.
Are you...
seeing clearly?"
He felt ridiculous trying to provide an empath of all people with insight into her emotional state.
"I am,"
she said, but he heard uncertainty in her tone.
"In the end, you have to live with yourself."
He knew well how difficult that could get.
"I know,"
she said.
"I know. Now what's your plan?"
He told her. She listened attentively, nodded when he was done.
"That should work."
"T7 can do it?"
Aaron nodded, and T7 beeped agreement.
"I will help you get in and get a ship,"
Aaron said.
"But I'm not leaving Coruscant."
"I figured you'd say that,"
he said. But in his own mind, he had not yet conceded the point. He wrestled with whether to tell her about the Twi'lek.
"You're holding something back,"
she said.
He rubbed the back of his neck, torn.
In the end, he decided he owed her honesty, and he knew he could not make decisions for her.
"The Twi'lek we saw in the vid at the temple."
He trailed off. Aaron grabbed his forearm, squeezed.
"Tell me, Zirid."
He swallowed, feeling complicit in a crime. It wasn't so much harm to the Twi'lek that concerned him, as it was harm to Aaron.
"I saw her at the Liston spaceport. She was there."
Aaron's fingernails sank into his skin, but she seemed not to notice. He welcomed the pain. She stared off through the windscreen. He fancied he could see her weighing options in the scale of her mind. He held out hope she would choose the right one.
"I want to see her. Let's go."
That was not the answer Zirid had been hoping to hear. Malgus sat among the ruins, the fallen statues of his ancient foes, and pondered. The night breeze blew cool over his face. He replayed his confrontation with Aaron Lanier. Her power had surprised him. So too the anger that underlay it. The anger he understood, even respected. But he didn't understand how she'd come by it. She had known that he'd killed Master Zalo when they had fought on the ruins, but she had not known when they had first seen each other on the ship-to-ship hollow over Coruscant, when Valor had shot down the freighter. He was certain of that. He would have felt the knife point of her rage if she had known then. So she must have learned in the interim that he had killed Master Zalo. Either she'd seen it somehow, a surveillance recording pulled from the rubble, maybe. Or she'd interrogated a witness, a survivor who had escaped, or maybe a droid who had crawled out of the destruction. Either way, she now knew the details of the attack. It pleased him that she knew. The destruction of the Jedi Temple was the greatest achievement of his life. He wanted the Jedi, wanted Aaron Lanier, to know it was he who had done it. He who had left the corpses of so many Jedi buried in the rubbled tomb of their one-time temple. But something worried at the edge of his mind. She had not fled on the speeder out of fear. He would have felt that, too. "I am going to hurt you," she'd said. How could she hurt him? And all at once he knew. She knew the details of his attack on the temple. So she knew Alina had accompanied him. She might even have seen in Malgus's behavior what Lord Adras had seen, his feelings for Alina. She would hurt him the same way Adras and Angra would try to manipulate him. The realization sent a rush of emotion through him, a rush it took him a moment to recognize as fear. He activated his comlink and tried to raise his lover on their normal frequency. No response. A flutter formed in his stomach. He raised Jard.
"Jard, has Alina returned to Valor?"
"She has not, my lord," returned Jard. One of her shuttles has returned, but she was not aboard.
A fishhook of fear lodged in Malgus's gut and pulled him to his feet.
When is the last time she checked in?
She has not checked in, m'lord. Is there cause for concern? Should I send a team to retrieve her?
No. I will find her myself.
There could be any number of reasons for Alina to be out of contact. She could have simply turned off her comm. But Malgus could not shake the unease he felt. He hailed his personal pilot and summoned the shuttle back to the temple. He knew where Alina and her team had set down, the Liston spaceport. He would look for her there first. Day 3.